like in summer, when I want some downtime with my husband, I like to check out what is streaming. And to tell us what to watch now, Sandy Vax is here with Sunday What's on Tap. And what are the hot shows right now that we can watch?
I bet you are really looking forward to Dutton Ranch.
Oh,
you love the Yellowstone-style TV.
Oh.
Are you? Is this on your? Have you already put it on your favorites and your wish list?
It certainly is.
Because I'm seeing a lot of promotion for it. So this is the latest expansion of the Yellowstone universe. Beth and Rip, starting over in Texas. You excited about this?
I am, and I'm really excited about the two actors who are going to be joining them.
Tell me more.
Ed Harris.
Ooh.
And Annette Bening.
Interesting established.
Both have roles in this, and I cannot wait. Looks like Annette Bening plays somebody who might even be a little more antagonistic than Beth Dutton.
So it's going to
be one to watch.
But this is great. And also, when you talk about streaming, catching up on these shows, Yellowstone, Landman, 1923. You know, I do like, there's also 1883 and Tulsa King, but you bring up these older actors like Harrison Ford and Helen Mirren. Like, I love that there's a range of actors for all generations to latch on to these meaty stories that have a lot of universal themes. What is it about this whole Yellowstone series that really, really appeals to you more than other shows? What is it that you connect with?
I think they're good stories. I think they are told very well, and it's interesting to me how they kind of ties them together.
And it's very American stories, I feel like. I would also say that the biggest trend that I'm seeing is comfort television. You know, sometimes you see that the trends are like, oh, I always want what's now and wow. Older movies and the legacy franchises seem to be the most popular. For example, if you look at the statistics, last month, Jaws, School of Rock, Face Off, Pretty Woman, Step Brothers, which is a sentimental, silly favorite of mine, The Departed, like these have all been big streamers across the big stream, and people are kind of seemingly looking for the lighter comedies, those familiar stars, and those comforting rewatches instead of just absolutely craving what's the algorithm going to feed me next.
Well, this time of year, it is fun to watch some comedies.
Oh, absolutely. And we have a comedy that I think you are looking forward to in June, Larry David. Is doing something very unusual, yet not unusual.
I am so looking forward to this.
Life, Larry, and the Pursuit of Happiness, an almost history of America. Next month, June 26th, is when it comes out on HBO and HBO Max. And basically, this has been called Curb Your Enthusiasm in a different historical period. But the premise is it takes these monumental moments in history, whether it's Washington crossing the Delaware, those types of situations, and puts the Larry David extremely awkward twist on it to great comedic effect. But it is stacked with guest stars. You will see Jerry Seinfeld, John Hamm's involved in this, a bunch of the stars from Curb, like Susie Essman, Jeff Garland. You'll see them, Vince Vaughn. But also, Barack Obama is one of the co-producers on this, and the former president is expected to be in one of these episodes.
Barack Obama and Larry David together, that is must-see TV.
Not necessarily comedies, but something to look forward to coming up in June. Also, The Bear Season 5, expected to drop anytime now in June. HBO Max also loves to promote all of their Game of Thrones properties. So Season 3 of House of the Dragon is back on screens on June 21st. And this is interesting to me. Did you ever see Cape Fear? Remember it was originally an old Robert Mitchum movie.
Yeah, I was going to say, yeah, I remember watching that.
Yeah, and then remade with Robert De Niro, probably in the 90s. Apple TV Plus has Cape Fear with Javier Bardem and Amy Adams on June 5th.
Oh, that Javier Bardem? He should be really good in that role.
And he's got the tattooed up look that Robert De Niro had. So that caught my eye. And also just released on Memorial Day, Spider-Noir on MGM Plus and Prime Video. Nick Cage is part of this Spider-Verse. And one of my friends...
And it's not Spider-Man. The Spider was a character in pulp paperbacks going back to like the 30s, and it's based on that spider.
Isn't it wild that they just keep finding these stories? Like you were talking about the Yellowstone stories. If it's a good story, no matter what verse it's in.
Don't confuse it with Spider-Man.
No.
It's the Spider.
I love that you know this and you clarified. The reason I know about it is because one of my Marquette pals, Beth D'Amato, she is part of the visual effects on this. And if you go, hey, Beth D'Amato, how do I know that name? She's the daughter of Tom D'Amato, who used to be the co-manager of Lightning and Thunder. So Jim Belushi played her dad in the movie Song Sung Blue. You can hear all about it in the interview on What's on Tap, but it's just like...
It always comes back to Milwaukee.
But it's interesting, yeah, because I asked her what other projects that, you know, she's working on in Hollywood, and she had told me Spider-Noir, so now it's finally out, and we can all watch it. And other things to look forward to this summer, Warner Brothers wants you to be very excited about Mortal Kombat 2. after the theaters. But I really think a lot of people, when you talk about comedies and people looking for feel-good fun, Ted Lasso, Season 4, August 5th. Circle that on your calendar. I think that's going to be...
Is that the last season, then?
It is. Ted Lasso was originally created to only be 3 series. That was the original intent, but it was so popular. I think a lot of money got thrown at it. So they did Season 4. Jason Sudeikis, Brendan Hunt, Hannah Waddingham, who's so cool, Brett Goldstein. Like, a lot of the cast is back with new storylines. So I'm looking forward to that. The only bummer to me is that instead of dropping all the episodes at once so you can binge, that will be weekly through October, starting in August for Ted Lasso Season 4.
And is there anything music related?
And I said feel good. Yes. Documentary, June 7th on HBO, Earth, Wind, and Fire. To be celestial versus That's the Weight of the World. I think this looks great. Think about all the music that they have and how it makes you feel. So this is chronicling the band's evolution. Of course, the highs and the lows. There's always a drama. But really talking about their music that's had relevance since the 70s and now through today. So that's an Earth, Wind, and Fire documentary, June 7th on HBO.
And welcome back from vacation, Sandy.
Thank
and you.
You
are back in the studio this week with What's on Tap. What do you have lined up?
Going to have a Tony Awards preview because, again, we have Wisconsin connections. We even have a Tony nominee, Josh Schmidt, nominated for Best Sound Design for the play Bug. So rooting for him, and also going to get some preview opinions from some other people here locally who have Broadway connections.
And we will be listening. Sandy Max, always great to have you here.
Thank you, Libby.